Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you on Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us today. And we'll join the folks over here on YouTube in just a minute. Isn't that just something? Well, sake alive. All right, here we go. It's very interesting. Those of you who are joining us from around the world, welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Glad to have you with us today.
Those of you who are joining us from...
This is Sunday morning. October the 9th. Wow. Where is October going? And you know how it is, this month will be gone, the next one will be gone, December will be gone, and we'll be in 2023. Oh my Lord, what an interesting situation that is. Hopefully you've been enjoying it. Make sure you go to the notes of the program and you click on that link that is for the playlist for the whole program, where you can see them all from Genesis clear to where we are today on October the 9th. It's a very, very, very interesting discipleship process. You will grow in God so much by listening to the word be read and the small amount of commentary that we're doing. Your life will change forever. And I just encourage you, send this to everybody you know, send it to your friends, your family, and to everybody. Time is too short. It's time to know God and walk with him every day of your life. Now, tonight, or this morning, we're going to be receiving communion. So make sure you get some communion elements ready. And listen, for those of you that might be with us saying, I'm not supposed to take communion, but anybody in my own church, well, that's not what the Bible says. It is what your church says, but it's not what the Bible says. You are a member of the body of Christ. So when the body of Christ is broken by the broken body and the blood shed and served to the body, then anyone who's a member of the body can partake of it. So we want you to do that with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we got a lot to get done tonight. So, here we go. Once again, I didn't get the opening prayer ready for everybody. You can see it in the comments or in the notes down there in the bottom underneath the program. You'll be able to click on it, and it's just not live on the screen. Opening prayer. Father, thank you for Jesus' blood. It gives me access. Come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer, make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance for this time of ministry. All of our lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, thank God for a good woman. Brought me a nice hot cup of coffee to share in this wonderful study of God's Word. Today, we got the Beatitudes, Jesus confronting Sabbath worship, and then we'll have communion. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Can I get a glory from anybody?
Glory!
Here we go. At that time, I better say it right now or I'll forget. Thank you, Jesus. There's a program called Colorado Communion or Communion Colorado. What was it?
Colorado Communion.
Colorado Communion that happened today. Happened on Saturday, August 8th, that you need to go to YouTube and watch, study it, partake of it. It's an amazing program of thousands of people gathering together to receive communion for the breaking of the power of abortion in this world. Matthew 12, 1. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry. And he began to pluck head of grain and to eat. When the disciples saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." And Jesus answered and said to them, "There's no McDonald's here."
Mm-hmm.
Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him. How he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temples profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Jesus is confronting religiosity. Wait, the doctrine of the law, he gave them because he was the Lord that gave the law. But it's taken way out of order now. 6, yet I say to you in this place that there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice," you would have not condemned the guiltless. Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. Verse 9, when he had departed from there, he went into the synagogue, and behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" When people are that way, they get that waggy head. If you're ever in a board meeting and there's somebody with a waggy head, mark them and then stay away from them,
yeah,
because they're of the spirit of religion. And if you've never been to one of those, thank the Lord and don't ever be one. 11, he said to them, "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." And you know, he wanted to say, why do you even have to ask such a stupid question? But see, when you look at what it says, they said this that they might accuse him. So they were laying a trap for him.
Yep.
That's why he'd come back in their teeth like he did. And we learned tonight in the verses that we read that God's going to bring back judgment face to face. 13. He said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched out his hand, and it was restored as the other one was. I love it. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him, how they might destroy him. And I remember, if you remember from last night, like how they could kill him, and then they wanted to kill him all the more. Like, how do you do that? 15. When Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Right there, right there's the verse. Yet he warned them not to make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit," both of those are capitalized, circle it, "my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name, Gentiles will trust." I like that. He will not quarrel. No, he'll be so powerful that when they come to take him, they'll bring a whole stinking army because he's afraid of them. They're afraid of him. All right. Now we've got to go to Mark chapter 3. Healing on the Sabbath. Here we are at this story again. I like this. He entered the synagogue again, and the man was there. He had a withered hand. So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. So Matthew and Mark are saying they're going to accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Step forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them, forget what it says. And when he had looked around at them with anger, Jesus in the synagogue was looking at these guys with anger, being grieved by their hardness of heart. I want you to get this. It's all right for a preacher to be grieved and be filled with anger when people have hard hearts. Jesus is our example. And he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted him with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. I mean, think about what you just read there. Jesus looked around at them with anger, being grieved by their hardness of heart. I'm going to tell you, I've been there, where anger filled my heart. No, anger filled me because of the hardness of people's heart. When you're standing there telling them the truth, and they just sit there and look at you like, whatever. Sometimes you want to say, well, then just die in your sin. But you don't want to make that proclamation, because as a spiritual leader, that might be their last chance. Reminds me of an interesting story from Dr. Summerall when he was first born again and went out to preach. Of course, he said, "I didn't hate God because I knew if I hated God, I'd go to hell. But I did hate people." He was in one meeting, and he said nobody was moving, nobody was responding. And he said, "I started walking back the aisle, and I looked at a person and said to a man, 'Do you want to go to heaven?' He said, 'No.' He said, 'Well, then go to hell.' And he said, the guy fell right out, passed out, fell right out in the aisle." But it's not funny. But what it was is Dr. Summerall was learning, I'm going to be a man of God with a great command in my voice. And you can see the way Jesus responds. That's not uncommon. Help me, Jesus, to read instead of preach and tell stories. Jesus withdrew his disciples to the sea. It's an improper term of use of two widths. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and those from Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they heard how many things he was doing, came to him. So he told his disciples that a small boat should be kept ready for him because of the multitude, lest they should crush him. For he healed as many as had afflictions, pressed about him to touch him, and the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him, cried out, saying, "You are the Son of God." He sternly warned them that they should not make him known. Interesting. And besides that, interesting. The 12 apostles. When he went up in the mountain, he called those he himself had chosen, and they came to him. Wow. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sickness, to cast out demons. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of John of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name that is, son of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And they went into his house. Jesus had a house. I haven't showed it to you in a little while. Buy one of these rose books of Bible charts, maps, and timelines, because in here is a very good rendition of all the 12 apostles and their life. You'll like that book. Go back in it. That was about 18 minutes and 15 seconds. Snap a picture of it, and you'll be able to buy that book. That's a really good, helpful aid book. Back to the reading here. Verse 20. The multitudes came together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." This is his family. You don't know, if you don't have been where you've heard, had a lot of hungry people, you don't know what it's like. But when people are starving for the truth and they want it, it's difficult to walk away from them.
Yeah.
So it's why it's hard sometimes to stop this program, because you guys are hungry, and that hunger is coming across the video to me. I'm making the video, but it's coming back from you. And that's why it's so easy to flow in the things of God and share that causes growth. Verse 22, the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons, he cast out demons." So he called them to himself and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan has risen against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his good unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house." Never forget what that verse just said. Verse 25, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Don't divide your house against itself. Be righteous. Two righteous people who are chasing God with all their heart will make it. You will make it. But it takes two. Because one that's righteous and one that's in opposition, you have a divided house. And Jesus said, it's not going to stand. And he wants your house to stand. The number one characteristic of a successful marriage is both people have to have a teachable spirit. And neither one can have an arrogant spirit. Oh, I hope my wife's paying attention.
I was paying very close attention.
And yes, she was paying very close attention, and that is her who's laughing in the background, smiling. Anyways, 28, assuredly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, whatever blasphemy they may utter. He who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation.
Wow.
And he said that, verse 30, because they said he has an unclean spirit. I saw a man die of bone cancer because he mocked the Holy Spirit of God. Strong, healthy, muscular, very powerful in his daily life, in the midst of an amazing career. He's like 50 years old, died of bone cancer because he mocked one of God's men preaching on a television in a hospital room. When, think about this, these YouTube pages that mock preachers who are seeing people healed, you're mocking the work of the Holy Spirit. You can say anything you want about a man, but if you mock the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to find yourself in a really bad situation. Akusoa Oyamikiite. Interesting name. Welcome. Here we go. I'm in verse 31. We're going to get through these verses tonight. This New Testament's going to be a challenge because it's not just a recording of the law and how they acted. Now, this is where you and I live every single day right here. I'm in Mark 3:31. Then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him, and a multitude was sitting around him. And they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, saying, who is my brother or my mother? He looked around in a circle at those who sat by him and said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother. Wow. Mark chapter 3. And now, I believe we got one more, don't we? Luke chapter 6. Interesting amount of verses to read tonight.
Can you correct the title before we post?
Yeah, probably so. Interesting. Luke chapter 6 happened on the second Sabbath after the first. The second Sabbath after the first one. He went to the grain fields. God bless King James. All right, King James language. And his disciples plucked heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. Some of the Pharisees said to them, why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? Jesus answering them said, have you not even read that this is what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he went to the house of God, took and ate the showbread, also gave some to those who was with him, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he said to them, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. He's like, get your stuff together. Now, verse 6, it happened on another Sabbath also that he entered the synagogue and taught, and a man was there whose right hand was hithered. Oh, his right hand. So the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, the man who had the withered hand, arise and stand here. He arose and stood. Jesus said to them who were trying to trap him, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. That's why Jesus was filled with anger, because of the hardness of their hearts. Mm-hmm. The 12 apostles. Came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. So if God challenges you to pray all night, know that Jesus did. And there's something about praying all night. God will bless you with strength for the next day. When it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them he chose 12. Whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. Verse 17, and he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples. And so he had more than 12 disciples. He had a crowd of disciples. And a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. I'm going to underline that because I've never done that before. As well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him from him, and he healed them all. Aww. And remember, last night, when it talked about the man at the pool of Bethesda, he healed only one person there. Why? Because I only do what I see my Father do. And that's all Father showed him, so that's all he did. It's one of the greatest places you and I can learn to grow and develop in God. Verse 20, he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said, blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Have you ever been excluded for Jesus' sake? I have. And I'm just now going to call all of those times blessed, because Jesus just called them blessed. I'm telling you, reading this Bible out loud puts so much more life to this. You don't get too many words to get by you when you do this. 23. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. Verse 24, woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. To the false prophets. False prophets spoke well to them. verse 27. You just have to pause for a Selah every now and then. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. From him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Some serious teaching by Jesus, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. Love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping to receive nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you'll be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's a pretty powerful promise right there. 39. He spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they both not fall into a ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Wow, there's a revelation. Everyone who is perfectly trained by the teacher will be like the teacher.
Yeah.
But he who is not perfectly trained by the teacher will not be like the teacher. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eyes? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that speck that's in your eye," when you yourself have a 6x6 that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the railroad tie from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the tiny speck that is in your brother's eye. 43. A good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree is known by its fruit. You are known by the fruit you produce. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man, out of the good treasure of his good heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his evil heart, brings forth evil things. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. 46. Why do you call me Lord, and do not do the things which I say, excuse me, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he's like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house. Could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. My. You know what's awesome about Jesus? Is Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. Jesus only said what he heard the Father say. So, because he trained himself in that, he didn't have to be too concerned about what to say to anybody. Why? Because he had learned to control his mouth to be an oracle of God. And therefore, no matter what they said, Father was going to give me words to say, and it was going to change the whole situation everywhere it went. You know why we get in so much trouble? We got our own desires, our own plans, our own wishes. Wait, ready for this one? Our own, what do they call them? Our own
agenda.
This is a spiritual, religious word. Our own heated, passionate desires, convictions.
Oh, yeah.
But you can have a whole bunch of conviction that ain't of God. You can have convictions of the spirit of religion, which would take you away from God. I know all kinds of people that told me they had a conviction, women that had to have their hair up. I can't say you didn't, but your glory was in your hair. That's pride. I can't wear any tie, but just this one. No, now you're bragging on it. No, walk with God. Because you have a heated conviction doesn't mean it's from God. When your heated conviction goes against the teachings of Jesus, it's not so Jesus can prove you to be a better servant. That's pride. This is not of works, lest a man should boast. But if you don't do some works for God, you don't get a crown on the other side. And you got to do it with a good heart. You might say, Pastor, I give up. How could I ever do what you just said? You walk with God every day and realize he's the greatest father teacher there ever was. And he lives inside of you. Now, today's a day that we receive communion. So let's go right into our communion. Love it. Jesus said, with great desire, I have desired to do this last Passover with you. Well, we should have great desire to receive the communion elements with him every day. Every day. You're going to see it in just a minute. I'm going to read the verses. I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. Give you 2 minutes of instruction. And then we'll receive the elements. That's how we do it. Ready? Father, bless this time of communion with me and all of these wonderful people who are part of the Read the Word program. We bless them as our partners and friends in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." 25, in the same manner after supper, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. All of his redemptive work until he comes." Verse 28, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." 1 John chapter 1, verse 16 through 19. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. As he is right now, so are we in this world." Perfect love, that's God's love, cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. Just like that. This is available to every person who's a part of the body of Christ. You may have never made Jesus Lord of your life. You might be away from God and just coming back to him. Or you might just be a great, strong believer saying, "Glory be to God, I'm glad I'm here. Sister Sunday, welcome. Good to have you with us." Make sure have I welcomed everybody? Akusoa, glad to have you. Probably not saying your name right, but if you'll spell it out, we'll get it. Pray this prayer with me, and you'll be right with God when we're finished praying this prayer. 2 minutes, you're going to be right with God. Guarantee it if you mean it from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Now here's your chance. You're going to make a powerful declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and say,
me.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and
filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of the fullness of God.
With all of the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit.
So
I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer. Every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the family of God. It's good to have you here. You might say, "Pastor, what's going on the inside?" Yeah. Yeah, you are experiencing God Almighty filling a human vessel. And that is, woo! Some people like hot oil. One guy said, "Feels like somebody dumped hot water all over me." One old druggie I got saved said, "Whoa, that's the best rush I've ever had. Can I do it again?" What is it? God Almighty filling your human flesh. When you said Jesus come in, he did. He brought his blood, which purged every sin that fast. He brought his righteousness and began to install it. Zip, 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 zip. Bang, 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 bang. He's installing that righteousness right inside of you so that you can live by his righteousness instead of trying to make it in your own. He's the light of the world that just filled you. You went from fear to faith. You went from sin to righteousness. And then 2 minutes, you'd be like, wow, how am I ever going to figure all this out? It's very simple. Walk with God every day. Walk with God every day. Now, how do I do that? When you wake up in the morning, while you're stretching, just make this declaration. Learn to make this. I'm going to keep saying it. As long as you know me, I'm going to say it. Father, help me walk with you today. And you know what? He's going to say, I'm so glad that you asked me. I will help you all day long. And now you not only have God living in you, he's your father. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I will be to them a father and they'll be my children. Glory be to God. My email address, website's there. Contact us. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. So every time we go live, you have a record of it. And you can find us right here. And we'll help you grow in God. Read the Word program in itself. If you just go back to Genesis and start and come again, your spiritual growth will be so amazing. If you apply yourself to it, you will be shocked at what happens when you go through it the next time. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. If you are born again, you're ready to receive the communion elements. And every one of you who just prayed that prayer are ready. There's no rules in God of who can be in the church or who can't. If you know Jesus as the Lord of your life, you're worthy. You're worthy. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is
upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
There's
emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
broken. Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my
community. And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despised the shame, and you sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and you called it all joy. We lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my
By God. The blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
by the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to God's throne.
Come boldly to God's throne.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious
without
church.
Spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive. Blood of Jesus. Now, for those of you wondering about my communion cup, Solo made a really nice communion cup, and they did it just for me. And they put it in most grocery stores. And I really appreciate it. Though your sins were as scarlet red, they will be as white as snow when you apply the blood of Jesus. If you go to the store and buy them, too many people do because they travel so easy, sanctify them for the use of God Almighty. That's what we got for today. It's been a good day. It's been a good day. Jesus will never fail you. We'll be your friends to the end. Make sure you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Go to my YouTube page and search up you can go right down here in the notes and you'll see that it says full playlist. Click on that playlist because it has every one of the Read the Word videos in it. You will find, when you get there, you click that one little plus sign up on the left side and that'll add it to your YouTube page that you have. And you'll be able to go there every day and find it in Jesus' mighty name. That's it. I got a whole lot more to say. But as much as I just read from Jesus, I could preach for another 6-7 hours. But this is just Read the Word. I'll see you again tomorrow right here and Read the Word. As we are reading the majestic Word of God and walking with God every day. So, like we say, every time we come here, remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
See you soon. Those of you in foreign nations, if you would like to have this translated into your language, please contact me. We can help that situation happen. I got to have you, somebody in your nation, give me a call. I'm serious. Text me. Email me. It's right down there in the notes. Jesus' mighty name.